B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, guys, here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H, I'm on A plus English.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to day two of our travel article for Treasure Hill.
Yep.
I'm Kat.
I'm Elsie.
And we're talking about an art village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So our...
Song. Yin.
Yeah. Treasure Hill. All right. So our warm-up question for today is, what famous art is there in Taiwan? Talk about it. You know this better than me.
I think I do. There are a lot of artists in Meinong.
Where?
In Kaohsiung.
Oh.
That make oil paper umbrellas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, it's the Hakka umbrellas,
yeah.
Right?
Hakka.
Okay.
Tradition.
Got it.
After they make the umbrellas, they'll paint some maybe Taiwanese landscape on the umbrellas.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, those umbrellas are really beautiful, but I'm not sure if we can use them.
Oh, why not? If they're oiled, then the rain should run
right
off,
right? But it looks weird when I hold an oil paper umbrella on the road when it rains.
Okay, maybe in the sun then. Maybe just
still weird.
Okay. then you just decorate your wall with one at home.
Yeah, maybe.
There you go. Treat it like art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's that, and there's more contemporary art. I know I go to MoCA a lot.
MoCA?
The Museum of Contemporary Art. Mm. The art museum in Taipei.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice museum. And they have a lot of Taiwanese artists.
Right. And in our article, Erin and Monica are seeing a lot of artworks in Bangzangyan.
Yeah, so this is an artist village. So we're going to see, they're on day two. They've stayed the night in the hostel there. So the next day, we're going to see what they get up to. Let's go ahead and take a look.
Discover Taiwan.
Treasure Hill. An artist village. Warm-up question. What famous art is there in Taiwan? Talk about it. The next day, Monica and Erin wake up in their room.
I'm ready to look at more art.
Me too.
They arrive at a famous sculpture, Fortune Cookies.
Those chairs look like large fortune cookies.
Right. Two people can sit there and look deeply into each other's eyes.
Later, they see the village's colorful murals.
I want to visit Kay John's DIY robot studio now.
Tell me about it.
The artist uses old machine parts to make robots. People can create their own robots too.
Let's go!
They visit the studio and see the robots.
That was fun. I'm hungry now.
We can go to the Treasure Hill grocery store for a snack.
Fantastic idea.
Two people can sit there and look deeply into each other's eyes. Two people can sit there and look deeply at each other. Two people can look deeply into each other's eyes when they sit there.
The artist uses old machine parts to make robots. The artist makes robots out of old machine parts. The artist makes robots with old machine parts.
Word power!
Robot. Robot. This robot moves by rolling around, and it can answer questions in any language. This robot moves by rolling around, and it can answer questions in any language. Create, create. My brother and sister created a new game. Let's play it. My brother and sister created a new game. Let's play it. Snack, snack. Scott ate an apple for a snack in the afternoon. Scott ate an apple for a snack in the afternoon. Fantastic, fantastic. I had a fantastic vacation in Thailand. I want to go there again. I had a fantastic vacation in Thailand. I want to go there again.
认识智慧。
Sculpture. Fortune cookie. Mural. Studio.
All right, our article starts out today by saying, the next day, Monica and Aaron wake up in their room.
隔天他们在房间醒过来了。
Yay, time to get up. So Aaron says, I'm ready to look at more art.
Okay, Aaron 还是一样很兴奋。我准备好要再去欣赏这里的艺术作品了。What about Monica?
She says, me too.
Oh, 我也是。所以这边用到了 T-O-O, to 代表也，它是一个肯定复合的用法哦。For example, I like to work with Cadet.
I like to work with you too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
那这个句子呢用到了复合句。那我们需要知道复合句该怎么使用。我们就先进 Matchbox 听讲师为我们讲解吧。
Matchbox, 找亮点。
Hey guys, 哦、oh, 我刚结束了这个粉丝见面会。哇、wow, 大家也太热情了吧。久久没出现的我跟粉丝们打个招呼，只不过说了一句 I miss you all， 大家呢都超热烈的狂喊 Me too, me too, I miss you too。 哎，我心里真的是满满的感动，哎，觉得大家还是没有忘了我，人气呢可是还在的，真的是非常感谢你们的爱与支持咯。哎，没有错。当你想表达哎，我也是哎的时候呢，就在同样的句子后面加上 to 就可以咯。 I miss you too， 这样的用法也就是所谓的复合句哦。分作肯定的用法以及否定的用法哦。顾名思义啊，就是也是和也不是的差别啦。所以呢，像 I miss you too就是肯定的用法，代表哎，我也很想你这样子啦。注意它的位置是在句尾哦。当然啦，你也可以简单的用 me too 来表达我也是哦。另外一种肯定的用法是 so 加上 be verb， 或者是呢助动词加上主词。哎，不过注意啊，句子呢这边要倒装哦。所以如果粉丝们说 I miss you， 哎，我也可以这样回他们啊。So do I, so do I. 再来呢就是否定的用法啦，代表呢也不怎么样怎么样。像是哎，我有时候因为我的服装师在帮我挑电影中的衣服，嗯，有时候呢也是会问我的意见啦。有一次啊，我们两个就非常的不喜欢某件服装，他就说 I don't like this outfit。 天哪，那件感觉是那种粉红小公主才会搭那种洋装，你知道吗？真的非常不适合我。所以呢我也就附和他，就说了 I don't like it either。 诶，也可以呢简单直接说 I don't either。 那否定用法也有另外一种哦，也很常见，它需要呢将句子倒装变成 neither do I, neither do I。 诶，你可能会想说怎么是 do 不是 don't 呢？问得非常好啊，各位。我们先看到 neither 是不是就是在 either 的前面加了一个 and？ 哎，你可以把这个 and 当作否定的意思啦。如果你搭配的是 don't， 那不就是负负得正，反而是肯定的语义呢？这部分呢就要特别的小心啦。I don't either， 或者是 neither do I， 都是没有问题的哦。
以上的复合句用法大家都学起来了吗？啊，这么完美的解析，是不是觉得黑寡妇我真的好棒棒，好爱我啊？哦 ，I love you guys too.
All right, so they're going out to take a look at some more art in Treasure Hill. They arrive at a famous sculpture, Fortune Cookies.
Okay, so what is a sculpture?
Well, a sculpture is a kind of 3D art that's made out of real materials like wood or cement, metal, wire, something like that.
Oh, I saw so many sculptures when I was in the Louvre.
Oh, really? Yeah.
国故有很多很多的雕像。
Me too. Or in the Orsay Museum has a lot as well. Yeah. In Paris, you can see lots of sculptures. In Italy too. But usually sculptures are something like hard. So fabric doesn't usually make sculptures. It's a different kind of 3D art.
Right. 所以 sculpture, 中文就是雕塑品或是雕像。那这个他们看到的雕像名字是 Fortune Cookies.Kiss, 幸运饼干，那它就是取幸运饼干 Fortune Cookies 的谐音来取名的。
Yeah, so cookies is like a pun because instead of cookies, you have a cook kiss. Yeah, so we're looking at this very interesting sculpture and Aaron says, those chairs look like large fortune cookies.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, so fortune cookies, they're these cute cookies. They serve them at Chinese restaurants in the U.S., even though they're not Chinese, they're actually Japanese. They're shaped like a U, they have a paper inside, you crack it open, and the paper tells you like a wise saying or some lucky numbers or something about your future.
Yeah, that's why they're fortune. Do you believe in that?
No, because usually they're very silly sounding. Like, I'm like, that doesn't sound like me at all. Yeah.
Okay, 所以这边呢，他们看到的艺术品是什么呢？这边就说了，那一些椅子看起来像大型的幸运饼干。Can they sit on these chairs?
They can. So, Monica says, right, two people can sit there and look deeply into each other's eyes.
Oh.
So romantic.
Each other 是互相彼此，所以两个人可以坐在那边深情对望彼此的眼睛。
Yeah.
So romantic, 很浪漫吧。
Yeah. I think maybe some couples would like to go there.
Maybe to kill time.
Yeah, to kill time or, you know, if you're newly dating and you're like, I want to look at you all the time. That kind of feeling.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, the article says, later they see the village's colorful murals.
Mural 是壁画，所以接下来呢，对望之后，他们我不知道他们有没有对望，但他们就去看彩色的壁画。
Ah, so yeah, they're going to look at all these, the walls in Treasure Hill are covered with art. They have these really, really great mural artists who go and draw like really interesting murals.
Yeah.
They have one that's like rabbits, they have one that's some weird faces.
Oh, I've seen that rabbit picture before.
Yeah. Maybe you guys have too. So Aaron says, I want to visit K-John's, I think that's it, K-John or K-John, DIY robot studio now.
哦，所以 Aaron 又点子了 ，He got an idea again. 我想要去看 K John 的再生军团 ，What is that?
You can go see robots.
Oh,
yeah. And Monica says, "Tell me about it."
所以 Monica 很想知道啊，所以就说跟我说说那是什么东西吧。
Yeah, tell me. So Aaron says the artist uses old machine parts to make robots.I want to go. I want to see these robots. So robot is this word power word that we have our first word power word for the day. And I already gave you a hint, but we will see like what exactly it means. It's R-O-B-O-T, robot. It's a noun. Let's find out what it is. A robot in Chinese is called a machine person or 机器人. So it's a machine that does a job or looks like a person, sometimes both. So it has different purposes. Factories use robots to make things like cars. The Tokyo Olympics this summer are using robots to help people watch the games. So they have these robots that roll around on wheels, they have TV screens, and people can watch the game from the robot.And some robots even help you do your banking. When I go to the bank sometimes, I see a little robot who has a screen and, tries to help you with what do you need to do. So we usually think of robots that look like people, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're just arms or they're wheels that move around and do a job. So if they are doing the job by themselves, that's a robot.Now, an example sentence might be, this robot moves by rolling around, and it can answer questions in any language. That's cool. This robot moves by rolling around, and it can answer questions in any language.
Robot 就是机器人。那例句说，这个机器人透过翻滚来移动，它还可以用任何语言回答问题。那课文说呢，这个 Aaron 讲到，艺术家用旧的零件制造机器人。But when we are there, can we make a robot there?
Apparently, you can.
Oh.
So the article says people can create their own robots too. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So Monica says, let's go. She's keen. She wants to do it. She wants to create a robot. Create is our next word power word. It is a verb spelled C-R-E-A-T-E, create. Now let's find out what create means.When we use the word create, we mean to make something, but not just make anything. It's making something from your own mind. Using your creativity, which is the noun of create, or being creative, which is the adjective, means you have some good ideas that come straight from your head, and you can use those ideas to make interesting and cool things. If you're using your own mind and creating your own thing, it's, you know, you are doing it yourself. If you create your own robot, it's your idea. It's not someone else's idea. So maybe you take some parts and you think, they will look good like this, and I will do this idea and I will make it. I will create it. Now an example sentence for create might be, my brother and sister created a new game. Let's play it. My brother and sister created a new game. Let's play it.
Create 这个动词呢代表创造。那例句说，我哥哥和姐姐创造出了一个新游戏，一起来玩吧。那你要用什么创造东西呢？ You use your creativity. 所以 creativity 这个字呢它是创造力。那如果你很有创造力，我可以用一个形容词形容你， You are very creative.那课文说呢 Aaron 讲到我们人们也可以制造自己的机器人哦所以 Monica 就说一起去吧 Let's go
Yay! Alright, so they visit the studio and see the robots. Now when we talk about a studio, this can have a few different meanings. It could be like a one-room apartmentBut here, it means a place where people can do art, make music, create things. It's a space for making new things, and it also has all the tools that you need to do that, to create.
所以这边的 studio 代表的是艺术家的工作室。那他们也就是 Aaron 跟 Monica, 他们就造访了这位艺术家的工作室,看到了 robots, 机器人。
Mm-hmm. So they make their own robots, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And this Aaron says, that was fun. I'm hungry now.
Aaron 就说好有趣啊我现在好饿。
Oh, Monica says, we can go to the Treasure Hill grocery store for a snack. Yay, snacks. Now, snack is our next word power word. Snack is a noun spelled S-N-A-C-K, snack, not snake. Be careful of your pronunciation. Snack. Let's find out what it means.A snack is not a full meal like breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It's a small bit of food that goes between them, between the meals that you have. So something small like chips, a banana, maybe even a little sandwich, that could be a snack. We don't usually say this about really sweet things like cake or ice cream. Those are called desserts, and you usually have them after a meal, like after dinner. Snacks go between the meals, and they're not as sweet.Now, you can get a lot of snacks at 7-Eleven or at the night market, all these little tiny things, like, I think my favorite night market snack is di gua qiu. I really like those. Now, an example sentence for snack might be, Scott ate an apple for a snack in the afternoon. Scott ate an apple for a snack in the afternoon.
Snack 代表的是点心。那注意哦，刚刚 Kathy 又提到，它跟蛇的发音是不一样的。蛇怎么念呢 ？Snake。点心怎么念呢 ？Snack。那例句说 ，Scott 下午吃了一颗苹果当点心。那课文说到呢 ，Monica 提议我们可以去宝村伽马店吃点心。
So they're going to the grocery store, which is probably like a very small supermarket or
like traditional.Grocery store.
Yeah, that sounds good. I wonder what they sell there. Anyway, Aaron says, fantastic idea. That's a very, very, big kind of statement. So fantastic is our last word power word for the day. It's actually our last sentence too, but fantastic is this really nice word you can use. It's an adjective. It's spelled F-A-N, fan, T-A-S-T, test, and I-C, ick. Fantastic, fantastic. Let's find out what it means.The word fantastic means something really good, fun, exciting. It makes people happy. So fantastic isn't just good. It's really, really good. Americans like to use this word along with words like awesome a lot. We get excited about things very easily, so we like to use big words about things being really good. Fantastic, amazing, awesome, marvelous, wonderful. Those are all really, really good kind of words. Now, an example for fantastic, I had a fantastic vacation in Thailand. I want to go there again. I had a fantastic vacation in Thailand. I want to go there again.
Fantastic 这个形容词呢代表极好的超棒的。那例句说呢我在泰国度过了一个美好的假期我想再去那里一次。那回到课文 Aaron 也喜欢这个提议哦所以他就说了这真是太棒的点子了 fantastic idea。那现在他们就要去保存干嘛点。
So they go to the grocery store, they're having their snack, and maybe that's the end of their time in Treasure Village. If they live in Taipei, they can just go straight home.
Yeah.
Very easy. All right, so this is the end of our article. Now, if you go to Taipei at some point, or if you live in Taipei, you can go to Treasure Village very easily. Like we said, it's near Gongguan. It's actually right by the Danshui River, right?
Yes, I guess so.
It's right by the river. So if you go down to the river from Gongguan, you will find Treasure Village. Now, this is the end of our article. So we're going to go to our review time, and then we're going to say goodbye.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, for our review time today, we're going to play a pretty simple game, but it also takes a little bit of thinking because we're going to use opposite words to describe the word power word.
Okay, 所以要用相反字来形容，然后我们要找出那个字到底是什么。
So let me start out with a maybe a kind of easy, kind of hard one.
Okay.
Terrible.
糟糕的。
Horrible? Awful?
都是很糟不好的
Really, really bad
所以相反字就是很好的那很好就是 very good Awesome Excellent And fantastic
Yeah, fantastic You got it
Okay, my turn Big meals
Oh
Lunch Breakfast Breakfast, lunch
Oh, brunch
Brunch Dinner
So maybe something small like a snack?Yay!
点心
Okay. Oh, now we get the really hard ones. Real...
真的
Animal. I don't know.
真的动物
A real animal.
真的动物
Not made out of... No, that's too easy. It's made out of living parts.
Okay, so...
It's not made by people.
不是人做的你说不是人做那相反就是人做的那人造什么呢人造机器人 robots
robots yay
okay the last one buy b-u-y buy
oh
copy
okay
copy and paste
so basically you're not making it yourself
right
so you're not being creative
所以相反
You are not creating. Create.
Yeah. 创造
Yay.
Okay.
Or maybe another opposite could be like destroy.
Destroy. Oh, 因为创造的东西那另外就把东西毁掉 Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys can use this kind of little game to think of how can you express the opposite of these different kinds of words? Because every word, I think, has an opposite. Every idea has an opposite. So that's all for our review time. That's all for our article on Treasure Hill. We hope that you guys have had a good time with us. For A-plus English, I'm Kat.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Discover Taiwan.
Treasure Hill, an artist village.
Warm-up question. What famous art is there in Taiwan? Talk about it.
The next day, Monica and Aaron wake up in their room.
I'm ready to look at more art.
Me too.
They arrive at a famous sculpture, Fortune Cookies.
Those chairs look like large fortune cookies.
Right.
Two people can sit there and look deeply into each other's eyes.
Later, they see the village's colorful murals.
I want to visit Kay John's DIY robot studio now.
Tell me about it.
The artist uses old machine parts to make robots. People can create their own robots too.
Let's go.
They visit the studio and see the robots.
That was fun. I'm hungry now.
We can go to the Treasure Hill grocery store for a snack.
Fantastic idea.
Two people can sit there and look deeply into each other's eyes. Two people can sit there and look deeply at each other. Two people can look deeply into each other's eyes when they sit there.
The artist uses old machine parts to make robots. The artist makes robots out of old machine parts. The artist makes robots with old machine parts.
Word power!
Robot. Robot. This robot moves by rolling around, and it can answer questions in any language. This robot moves by rolling around. And it can answer questions in any language. Create. Create. My brother and sister created a new game. Let's play it. My brother and sister created a new game. Let's play it. Snack. Snack. Scott ate an apple for a snack in the afternoon. Scott ate an apple for a snack in the afternoon. Fantastic. Fantastic. I had a fantastic vacation in Thailand. I want to go there again. I had a fantastic vacation in Thailand. I want to go there again.
Sculpture. Fortune cookie. Mural. Studio.